This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program, as we are here on our live edition. We're live every single night, including holidays like Labor Day. So here we are. It's Ian with you.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, whether you got comments on welfare, which we were just discussing moments ago, or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. And I know, Melanie, you had something to say about Labor Day or labor in general. We'll get into that. But first, we're going to your phone calls and thoughts. By the way, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open. They are available to you. And if you use them, you'll sound better than anybody that was on the phone. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So go to discord.lrn.fm. Discord's a chat server, in case you've never used it before. I had not used it prior to January of this year, but we launched our own Discord server, and it's been great so far. There's chat rooms in there about various different topics. Somebody asked me today, before we go to the call, somebody asked me within the last 24 hours, I guess, on Discord, because I'm there all the time. They said, hey, what do you think about programming music? Or so some sort of question about putting together a music channel. And I thought what they meant was, can you program a music channel for us? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to program, because I program LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. That's a 24/7 talk network. And I was like, well, no. Why would you need a human to program music for you when there are so many different algorithms now out there, Pandora, etc., that, you know, will allow you to pick your favorite bands and then it will still play new things for you that you never heard before, right? That kind of thing. So what's the even point to doing this? You know, as far as I'm concerned, music radio is on the way out. And
right. I mean, when everybody can get their own radio station from Spotify or Pandora or wherever,
a custom radio station.
How long is music radio going to be around? And
because the argument is that you need a human to pick new songs for you. That's the argument for music radio.
A human is already doing that. Those are the program directors of top 25 markets. All you have to do is replicate the station formats from top 25 markets and then distribute them down to the rest of the radio stations around the United States. You do not need the army of program directors out there. All you need is about 100 of them in the entire country.
Yeah, and I said, you know,
top.
And
that's being generous.
I also pointed out that, you know, at least with talk radio, when people don't like what they're hearing, sometimes they'll keep listening. You know, you don't have to agree with a talk radio host to continue listening.
I would certainly say they made a living doing that.
Right. So, whereas with music, if you don't like the music, you're tuning out. Whereas with music, if it's a song that you don't appreciate or it's a format or whatever that you don't appreciate, you're out of there.
Another thing is that if you're driving along in the car and the radio's beginning to get fuzzy,
tune out.
Yeah, with music, you go to a different station. With talk, you turn it up so you can hear a little bit better.
If it's good talk content, you'll likely turn it up.
Yeah.
So to me, programming music, not only would I not be able to do it because I don't know music well enough, I wouldn't want to do it because it's just not something that people care about in my mind further, even if I could do it. But it turns out all the dude was talking about was creating a channel on Discord, and I was like, oh, well, that's easy. So now we've got a music channel, so people can talk about music or something or post their favorite music in there for no one else to listen to. Because who really wants to listen to your music, right? Except for you.
I see people do that on Facebook. It's like, I'm listening to this.
Right.
Well, whoopee-doo.
Yeah.
So that's I haven't done that was. Since I quit drinking.
Yeah. So let's go to Tim. He is watching us on our Twitch feed over at twitch.lrn.fm, which is our HD quality feed. Hello, Tim. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing today?
Absolutely capital, sir.
You guys are broadcasting from a church, right?
We are the show's operated by a church.
Oh, okay. So the staff.
The radio, and we just took you out, bro. So see you later.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew the guy with the high voice who was kind of pushing us to say how we're doing today. I knew he was going to say naughty words.
Yeah, I didn't even understand what he said there until the very end of it.
Yeah, he just, well, yeah.
So there you go, bro. 855, 450, free. You failed, just like all of you failed.
All right, anybody who aspires to this, I'm going to tell you real quick. We got something, a piece of technology called a dump button. And this dump button allows right. us to dump the last 7 seconds of whatever was said. So you can't say naughty words. Saying naughty words is basically just pulling the ripcord and shooting out of the call because we're going to do – we're professionals. We've been doing this for 15 years.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for, in all likelihood, since you were not
even born.
Yourself
yeah.
in diapers.
You weren't even a glimmer in your mother's eye.
It's not that hard to press a button. I mean, it's not like a complicated thing that you have to think about.
Yeah.
I was on a show earlier, and someone said a word, one of the hosts said a word themselves, and also pressed down on their own button, because they weren't stopping themselves from saying it good enough, but they knew to press the button, so it's kind of a reaction.
Was this Call to Freedom? What show was that?
Call to Freedom.
Okay, gotcha. I had never
heard about anybody censoring their own cuss word with a cough button.
She stopped saying it halfway through, but she...
Gotcha.
Which is probably exactly what I would do if yeah. I did that, like...
You just end up sounding like a dumbass to the, you know, however many 12 or whatever people are watching us on Twitch, because that's the only group that actually heard you. And I think that they think it's going to get us banned from Twitch, because you're not supposed to say that word on Twitch, the word that he said. But ultimately, it's not like we're tolerating it. So from all the times that you idiots have tried this, it hasn't actually worked out. Nobody's ever banned us from Twitch.
I mean, if you're going to troll intelligently. Like, yeah. This is just sad.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. So anyway, if you think it bugs us, it doesn't. The only thing that's bothersome is it's like, oh, you just wasted our time. That's all. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Sarah, who, it's sad that Sarah is a better caller than, you know, the young people who could be intelligent calling from Twitch. But Sarah, here you are. Go ahead.
Well, I have something important to say, that we finally got our $69 million from the federal government.
Did you?
For our AI
got $69 million.
Well, she said we, so
you and
her
who else?
And some other people.
You and who else?
Well, city of Albuquerque, because,
somebody who's not you got $69 million.
No, but it was promised that, I mean, it was given to us by Obama. And Trump wanted to get even with New Mexico.
Obama's been gone for a while, so that's a really late arrival of a paycheck.
Well, it is the government. I mean, they're not exactly quick moving.
It sounds like Trump was trying to do something to New Mexico. What was going on, Sarah?
Well, you know what? New Mexico voted against him, so that's how they get even with you, is to withhold funding. And so that's what he tried to do. So, you know, it could have bankrupted our city of $9 million.
Yeah, well, so if something is going to be bankrupt without a $69 million grant, then it should probably go bankrupt.
Well, but the thing is that Obama did us a special favor. I think 300 cities applied for this grant, and we were picked because we voted for him 2 times, so he remembered us, and then Trump got in.
That's the exact same thing as Trump punishing you for voting against him. It's shady on both accounts.
Right. You understand that it's bad policy, that it's immoral policy to just hand out stolen taxpayer money to people because they voted for you or voted against you, right? Like, either way, it's wrong.
Well, you know, why is it wrong when all the other big states like California, Texas, other states have gotten grants and they put rail lines? I mean, that's like five times more expensive.
It's a completely different question as to if they're using the money to do something that's of value or whatever. But if you're saying it's because of log rolling, back scratching, and political payoffs, that's like nobody's going to go for that. That's just a bad idea. If that's the reason that it was given to New Mexico, then I would say you ought to give it back. It's a terrible reason.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number here on Labor Day, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Will our next Twitch caller rise above the last Twitch caller?
I suspect it is the same.
Or is it the same person calling on Discord? Somebody just joined the Discord chat and joined the call-in line room. That usually doesn't go too well. We'll find out coming up.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. 5. We're here. We'll take your calls on this Labor Day edition of the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where we're going here shortly. But I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. It's a great place to go to get the basics on Bitcoin. I was just talking with a guy today here in town who I've been pitching on taking Bitcoin at his business. He's an oil supplier, so up here in New England they do heating oil in a lot of houses. And he was saying that, you know, he's been watching the price. It's been going up and down, and he feels like he might be getting in too late, and that it's too late.
I do not believe that.
I don't either. Why not?
Well, I am continuing to watch Bitcoin. The reason that I got into Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies was because the smartest people I knew were getting into them. I saw the high level of intelligence, the high level of productivity that was going on in the space, and I realized this can only go up.
Mm.
I am now watching news day in and day out where Wall Street minds are being ripped away from London and New York, and they're entering the crypto world, that these people who are mainstream are now coming in and preparing to mainstream a technology which is ready for distribution. Now, when we specifically talk about BTC, I think that that's the gatekeeper.
Bitcoin BTC.
I think that that's the gatekeeper for currently for cryptos, but I do not think it's the best technology out there by a long shot.
No, it's the oldest technology.
Yeah.
It's the first one, and so they made it there first, and that's important. Go to Bitcoin.com. You'll learn more about Bitcoin there, and it is definitely not too late. I mean, even though it seems like a lot of money, $7,000 per Bitcoin,
I say $7,200. You ought to have one. There's 17 million Bitcoins in the world. There's 17 million millionaires. At some point, we're going to enter a point where every millionaire wants to have a Bitcoin. I don't know what that means as far as what a Bitcoin will be worth at that time.
Yeah.
Because I suspect it does not mean that they will be worth $1 million, but they will be worth some factor of what they currently are.
You think they're going to go up?
They're going to go up by multiples of what they are.
Time will tell, but go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about it. If you think about it, I like to think about it on the scale of money, right? Like if you look at checks, you look at dollars, you look at gold, silver, these forms of money that we've had, many of them for decades, if not hundreds or longer of years, the Bitcoin's been around since 2009. So you're talking about a little teeny sliver of the history of money that this technology has been around.
It could be a fad.
Yeah.
It's just that if you make it the claim that it is a fad, you need to back that up because it's not looking like a fad.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts again. Bitcoin.com, get the latest about Bitcoin. They've also got a great news site there. It's updated every single day from around the globe. As we go to the phones, and in this case, actually to the Discord on-air call-in line room, where Melvin the Noob Slayer, number 14, is on the line with us. Melvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's me again. I just want to say I'm sorry, guys. I didn't actually mean what I said. I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
Well, I'm pretty forgiving, Melvin. If
one call per night,
if you're the person who called in. But, yeah, you do only get one call per night, so you're welcome to try again tomorrow night. I appreciate you being honest about it, though. That much I – because I can't tell the difference, honestly. If you'd have just gone ahead with whatever you wanted to say, one young male sounds the same as another young male to me, so – I have no idea.
I know you didn't know, but, you know, if
you can tell.
Once he says it, then there's what am I going to do? I've got a rule that says one call per night. But Melvin, in every day, 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, and until then, you can slay noobs.
So there you go. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-free, like freedom. As we go to,
Do they still pwn noobs?
I don't know if the term pwn is used. I know that I used the term the other night when Vincent was here. He does his show on Saturday nights, Questioning Authority, and I used the term in some conversation we were having, and he made a reference that, oh, you're using old, you know,
old
terminology
jargon,
or whatever, or old memes or something like that, because pwning noobs is from, like, the aughts.
Yeah.
That's a decade
maybe
ago.
Even older than that.
Yeah, at this point.
It's the mistyping the word own. Yeah,
right.
But, you know, with a P, because you're going so fast, you're just, you're so busy pwning noobs.
Right, you're getting headshots.
You can't even get your spelling right.
Boom, headshot. That's another old one, right? Because I'm old.
And tech instead of the.
All right, we continue here. Melanie, it's Labor Day. You had some kind of comment that you wanted to make about labor in general, and I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah, so it always annoyed me pretty much from the time I was on the internet how people would go on the internet and give credit to labor unions for the fact that we have 8-hour work days and 40-hour work weeks and 2 days off and all this stuff that is fictitious.
I've heard
like,
that.
We don't have those things, though, so that's weird. It's like, okay, I'll give all the credit to labor unions that they deserve for a thing that hasn't happened, I guess.
Well, now, wait a minute. But, I mean, 40-hour work week, that's a thing, right?
No, what are you talking about? No, it's not.
Well, in
not
some
in
cases,
real life.
In some cases, you will get, overtime for working more than 40 hours, but they just don't give you the overtime, so you have to work your second job, which you work for 20 hours, giving you a 60-hour work week. So, no, you don't.
I see what it you're saying. If you want to make more money, then you got to work more than 40
They used
hours.
To call having a second job moonlighting, and mm-hmm. many jobs disallowed that. But now, other jobs tell you, you've got to do this. I remember McDonald's released a proposed budget, and in the budget they said, for your second job, here's your income. And I get it. Sometimes you need more than one job in order to make ends meet when you're making low paychecks and that
kind
of thing.
And when they cap your ability somewhat to work more hours at your first job, working 40 hours at McDonald's and 10 hours at Wendy's, if you could just work 50 hours at one of those places, if the state would allow it, and the reason the state doesn't allow it is because people push regulations to try to make things better for people who they feel superior or better off to.
They're making things worse.
Yeah, they're making things worse.
Because it's harder. So if you're working at McDonald's for 40 hours, and then you gave the example of Wendy's for 10 hours, it's more difficult to make two jobs work together than to just get more hours at one job.
You just work 50 or 60 hours. And what I was, for some point at least, working in an area that had really low labor supply, so I was able to work 50 to 60 hours at one single restaurant, and that worked out for a while.
And you got paid overtime?
Yeah. Sometimes it didn't. And I've had points where I had, two or three jobs. But then
you're traveling between the jobs. There's extra time to actually get to the other job. You have to.
You got time. You're not being paid when I'm driving somewhere else.
You got to coordinate.
They don't
want to
work with each other's schedules.
Right,
yeah.
Which is hard to do because they want you in at, whatever time, but the other job doesn't want to let you out until whatever time. And so it's like, by the time you're all said and done with it, you're spending all this extra time just juggling the jobs rather than actually working at the jobs. What a pain. So we'll continue with your comments on labor and maybe unions. I heard you mention that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also jump in our Discord on-air call-in lines. Melvin sounded great for the moment that he was on Discord. Discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. This Labor Day, in a tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins, now in doubt, because there's not enough time. Good job, Jeff.
We had the same value set. We had different perspectives. As long as you were honorable, as long as you were honest, as long as you didn't leave anybody behind, as long as you treated people with dignity, you could always get on with John.
In other news this Labor Day, former Vice President Joe Biden participating in a Pittsburgh parade.
I've been with these guys my whole life. And my grandfather's pretty good friend. He said, Joe, you're labor from belt buckle to shoe sole, man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Labor Day edition of the show. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss here. If you want to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and join us on the Discord chat. So we've got call-in lines there dedicated for you over at discord.lrn.fm. They're the top three chat rooms. Just join one of them, and we'll join you and put you on the air. Horizon, by the way, is now what they're calling Zencash. Remember Zencash? We've been talking about them for a long time here on Free Talk Live. They rebranded about a week or two ago, and that's because Zencash has always been more than just cryptocurrency.
Right.
And they wanted to rebrand to focus more on the wider vision for what Zencash is supposed to be. So not only is it great privacy-oriented crypto, because they do have zero-knowledge technology built right into it, but also they have private chat available over the Zencash network. And soon Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. So Zencash is now Horizon, and Horizon is bringing privacy to life. You can learn more at horizon.global, horizen.global. That's horizon.global. As we continue here, Melanie, you've got some things to say about labor here in the United States. It sounds like you're critical of some of the things that labor unions claim as success stories.
Well, yeah, so what, I don't know that the labor unions are claiming that, but the people are claiming that about labor unions, and those are two different things.
So you mentioned the 40-hour work week, which we just basically broke down and pointed out that it actually hurts people that want
to
work
more. And
to
the extent that it is true, so regulations just get in the way. I mean,
but wait a minute before you go on. I mean, don't labor unions deserve some credit for some things encouraging through collective action employers to provide better workplace environments for their employees?
Yeah, the market does that by itself.
Isn't that the market?
Well, you have to communicate.
Not if you have mandatory.
Leaving the government out of it.
Well, if you leave the government out of it, then it's the market.
Right.
But
so
that's not the case.
Okay, but just because the government has teamed up with some labor unions have teamed up with the government.
No, the government legally requires you to deal with these people and to negotiate in good faith.
Not
with
in
them.
Many states. My dad.
In some states, that's the case. Then yeah, no,
true.
That has nothing to do with the free market.
Well,
my dad was the local AFL-CIO affiliate in Bradenton, Florida, when I was growing up, and they didn't have to deal with that union, but they did because that's where they got the most skilled people. And that's kind of what you have to deal with when it's a bunch of skilled labor. I don't understand unskilled labor unions very much.
Right, so
either.
What you're talking about is more like an employment agency where they gather up the skilled people,
yep.
Which is, by
that's
the way, specifically exempt from all the monopoly laws.
Huh.
That's a different service than the entity that goes around committing violence against businesses until they get enough vacation time. They're both called unions, but those are two. And maybe in the free market there'd be a thing called unions that was just an employment agency, and that's fine. But that's not what anybody's talking about when they, you know, brought you 2 weeks vacation time, 40-hour work week, you know, 8-hour days. Like,
right. I mean, I don't think I've ever worked in a job where they said, this is your vacation time.
Hmm.
I've never worked in a job and said, this is how much sick time you get. I've never worked at a job like that at all. I've always worked in a position where, you know, you can take off vacation if you've got your job handled or whatever. If your tasks are finished, you can take a sick day if you're sick, but you're not going to get paid. Not that I say that I support that necessarily, because you have to offer different job titles, different benefits in order to get the results that you want to get.
And so once I worked up to that, I got some of those things in some jobs, but when I could not demand that on a market level, the state telling my employers that I had to get those things was not conducive to anything that benefited me.
But they do that in Italy.
In the way.
And they do it in Europe. How come we shouldn't do that here? It's
Yeah, Europe has unemployment.
Lots and lots of unemployment. And I remember reading stories about Spain where and France where employers are like, we're not hiring anybody. We can't afford to take the risk. It's not that we don't need employees. We desperately need employees. It's just that we can't grow because if we bring on some schmo who can't do the job, I can't get rid of them.
Yeah. And I had posted earlier today on Facebook, the minor labor laws were particularly annoying to me, but I posted this on Facebook earlier today. Shout out to Redacted for hiring me for an illegal amount of hours and illegal times of day at my then age, and to Redacted for hiring me when I was under 21 for delivery jobs that you legally had to be 21 for.
Bills, this is you saying this?
Yeah. Bills don't go away just because rich leftists have feels about it. Hashtag statute of limitation, bitches.
Thank you, Redacted.
Yeah. If these people had not hired me illegally, I'd have had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the minor labor laws, was just really annoying because they were really paternalistic about it. Like, I'm going to help. Technically,
you need to have a break every 2 hours.
Technically, I wasn't committing a crime. I was considered a victim of a crime, which is just worst, more annoying.
The employer
to me
is the so-called criminal.
Yeah.
But let's point out that if it was if you were doing agricultural work, which is likely significantly more arduous than whatever it was that you were doing, they wouldn't have had to pay you hourly. They could have just paid you by the bushel, and then they don't need to give you any time off at all, because those jobs are generally done by Mexicans and migrant workers and Central Americans, so we don't care about those things. Also, child actors don't have to go by those rules, and there's all kinds
of... There are special rules for them. They still have to have breaks, and there are time limits and stuff.
Best I can tell, there aren't very many child labor laws when it comes to agriculture at all. I couldn't tell you what it comes to child acting rules, but I can say that if you have your own child...
Well, there's unions involved in acting, so you better believe there's...
If you make your own child... Believe me that the children working in America, a very small percentage of them are children actors. Let's talk about the little Mexican kids that are out there huffing giant bushels of tomatoes, and that's the real issue here, plus the fact that we're talking about people being able to put their own kids to work. So you
for
can have
free,
your own
yeah,
kids
so you
to
can
work.
Just like have slave labor, and that's cool, but if you pay them...
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and so there's time limits of what times a day I can work, but then once I showed up, if I showed up when it was legal for me to start working, then I had to be gone by a certain time, so I couldn't get enough hours. Yeah, if these people hadn't been breaking the law, like, I still had bills. You can't legislate the bills away. Like, gas still costs money, electricity still costs money, rent still costs money. So, you know.
Yeah, it's frustrating to be a teenager who actually wants to work, because the system is built against that. Many jobs won't even hire you until you're 16 because, and even then, they're still required.
A lot of jobs won't hire you until you're 18.
Right. But if you're 14, you're legally able to work in most places, but most people won't hire you because the arduous requirements.
And at 14 and 15, there was, where I was at the time, you had to take a break like every 3 hours.
Right.
And you could only work 6 hours a day or 7 hours a day.
You can't work
like
on a school night. There's just all kinds of stupid requirements in there. And it's like, if you want to work, it is the hardest thing in the world to do in the legal working world. Now, of course, you could always go out and do some sort of entrepreneurial thing, and nobody can, in theory, stop.
That might have been a little bit more difficult in Louisiana when you needed licenses and college degrees for everything, but in most places, I understand that that's not the case.
Yeah, I went to work at 12 years old. I didn't have any trouble with that because I just never cared about these rules.
Well, apparently your employer also did not care either.
Well, interesting that he, has tried and true Democrat, but nonetheless, I still talk to him, a good friend of mine, right, because he always treated me well, and I would never have, I was working at a magazine store, I was dying. Well, it's a comic book store.
Yeah, you weren't going to starve to death or drop out from heat exhaustion from,
Yeah, I mean, just, collating comics, putting them in alphabetical order, I'm sure that it's real rough work there.
Let people work, let the market decide the conditions, and that can include unions, that can include people coming together and bargaining for better working conditions voluntarily through market pressure. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Right, this is a special edition of the Edgington Post Show, and this is Mark Edge. I was having a conversation with my wife today. Say hello, Laura.
Hello, Laura.
And we were talking about debt. And I have many times over the years realized that my life was improved dramatically, Laura, by the addition of you. And specifically, you have a strong skill set when it comes to managing debt, managing money. When I met you, you were making okay money, but you were clawing your way out of debt.
Right.
I, on the other hand, was making pretty good money. Well, I guess at the time you met me, I was kind of in a mess, but shortly thereafter, I was making pretty good money. But I would spend like there was no tomorrow.
Right.
So what was I spending on lunch?
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. And it doesn't sound that bad right now when I say it because this is
pricing's a lot.
Yeah, 15 years ago. And
right. So when did we meet? What year?
2003.
Okay.
And Mark threw a fit that I wouldn't give him more than $100 a week for lunch.
Yeah, I was used to spending $20, $25 on lunch. I wouldn't eat out at dinner usually, but I would eat out at lunch. So I considered that to be the big deal. And, you know, I'm an advertising executive for an important advertising venue here in Sarasota, Florida. I need to be able to, I don't know exactly what. It's not like I was taking clients to lunch. I was just eating out and spending a lot.
Right, exactly. It wasn't, you know, because if you took clients out to lunch, it was expensed. Like you had gift cards and things that the company would give you.
Yeah.
So this was just Mark's personal lunch.
That's pretty accurate. So I was out of control, and you had sort of experienced that to some extent prior to meeting me, but you'd made some kind of decision to fix it.
Yeah, so I think the worst part of it for me was, you know, I had gone to college, I'd gotten my degree, I was working in my field, which is a really low-paying field. And
what was that? Well, people want to know.
Substance abuse counseling, and I did better once I went to vocational rehabilitation counseling, but substance abuse counseling and those kinds of health services kind of counseling things are notoriously very low paying and entry level even more so. So directly out of college, working full time, working a lot in a kind of stressful environment, still living at home, paying minimal rent, and still feeling like I can't get out of debt.
What were you spending your money on?
Mostly probably travel.
Okay. You like to scuba dive.
I like to scuba dive.
What's the title? You're some scuba diver above scuba diver. What is that title?
I used to be a dive master, and I used to be an instructor. But at the time you met me, that was in the past. I probably spent more money on a leisure vacation travel to scuba dive, which is not a cheap hobby, than I should have. And so that was probably where my debt basically came from. That in school, you know, when I was going through school.
Yeah, I will almost have that.
It'll be paid off this year.
Yeah, your student loan will be paid off this year. You haven't worked at a 9-to-5 job, paying job, since Jack was born.
Not 9-to-5, no. I've worked part-time when Jack was little, but I haven't worked full-time in a long time.
You made a decision to not be in debt anymore.
Yeah, so the hardest part of this, and this was before I knew Mark and before I really had much of a concept of freedom. Now, since knowing Mark and living with him for 12 years or whatever it is, 13, I don't know. I have more of a appreciation for freedom in a financial sense.
I think freedom is almost entirely financial.
Right.
Because you can do anything you want if you've got enough money.
Right. And to me, that's a really big sense of freedom for me.
Right.
Because when I don't feel like my finances are in control, I don't feel free. I don't feel free to live the way I want to live. It consumes me mentally and emotionally, and I'm not free in those ways.
And I was going through bankruptcy about the time I met you.
Right.
And I was having a terrible time surrounding it. I just felt out of control, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't know how to make the right decisions or anything like that.
And I think that's the worst part, and that's kind of where the turning part for me was, because I know that I had a period where, like I said, I was working full time, I was living at home paying minimal rent, I was, you know, doing all this stuff and still feeling like I couldn't get out of debt. And what it really came down to for me was getting real about what I owed and what I made. And until you can really look at the black and white of that and get real with yourself about it and know, I can't afford this, and I can't afford that. Until I pay off my debt, I can't afford to do these things or buy those things or have those things or whatever it was. Until the reality of that, until you grasp the reality of your situation, you'll always feel out of control. But it's hard because it's scary, because when you feel out of control, you don't even want to look at it. You want to avoid it. You want to deny it. I know many, many people that I know that, you know, just keep in that cycle because the reality of it is too scary.
It's certainly frightening. I didn't come to these realizations nearly as quickly as you did. You made a decision not to increase your debt, to not create any more debt.
Right.
And then you went about paying it off. And I don't remember when we got married if you brought much debt to the relationship.
I brought a little bit of debt to the relationship. I was still in the process of paying off some old debt. And obviously, I still had my student loan.
I was basically wiped clean by the bankruptcy.
By the bankruptcies.
Except for my mortgage.
Right. Right, exactly.
And we always looked at mortgage debt differently than we looked at consumer debt.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I think you should. At the very least, you live in the debt, as
right.
opposed to the consumer debt, which is immediately depreciating. You buy a TV for $500, you sell it at the pawn shop for $100.
If you're lucky, yeah.
It's gone. Furniture, you buy a couch for $1,500,
yeah.
and you can't give it away on the side of the road for free.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
just, that, it, boof, it's gone. Every time it's gone. So getting real around debt really made a big difference. And then for me, I think the turning point, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and so for me to get real about my debt, I really, just a simple, simple thing was I just had to make a spreadsheet. I just had to say, this credit card, this amount, this interest rate, you know, this is the due date, blah, 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 and just put everything out on a spreadsheet. This is my, you know, my rent. This is my car payment. This is my insurance. This is every expense, and put it down and see it in black and white for it to be real for me.
And for me, the turning point, I think, was about the time that Jack was born. I had built the house in which we lived for a long time, 10 years. You were stay-at-home mom at that point, and you were going to be. That was the decision we made.
Right.
We decided,
If
we're having a kid, one of us is staying here, and it's not going to be me. And I just didn't want to do that. You really wanted to do that, and so it made perfectly good sense. And I just didn't want strangers raising my kid. I wanted my kid raised by a loving parents. Made more sense to me. But I then got to see how you would day in and day out work. You worked as much as I did, if not more.
Hourly, yes.
And considering all the child care and everything like that. But you made the meals, and that saved us a huge amount on me going out and...
Well, and also we kind of moved... You know, when we first moved here, we were living really close to downtown. It was really convenient to just hop over here or hop over there and get something to eat.
Right.
Where when we built our house, we're like, you know, 7 to 10 miles away from town, and it's not as easy. So that really changed our lifestyle a lot.
Right. And Jack was born in 2008, and the economic downturn, at least for advertising,
right.
was different than it was. So the economic downturn happened like 2006 is when they call the recession or whatever. But businesses were advertising into that.
Right.
And then they just dropped off.
Right.
And so about the time Jack's born, ad revenues going down, not up. And that was pretty scary. That's really scary when you're making all your money based on ads. And I struggled and all that stuff. So we were making a middle class income, but it was probably a lower middle class.
Right. I was just going to say, I don't know if I'd even go middle class.
And right. Lower middle class is a different class. So there's five quintiles. There's the poor, lower middle class, upper middle class, and then upper class. And then upper class is split into divisions, too. Oh, if you guys can hear the cat noises, that is Sybil, and she wants to get petted now, but she's liable to turn on Laura at any point, because she's not named Sybil for nothing. At some point, I remember you really got down to brass tacks. You were doing well as far as managing money and stuff, but you read Dave Ramsey's book?
Yeah, so an interesting thing of, you know, like I had already implemented some of these things in just coming to my own realization. And then Mark had given me Dave Ramsey's book.
To hear the rest of this great interview, go to archives.freetalklive.com and get the MP3. Look for today's date there and download or just listen on the web, archives.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.